Lesson 4C. Exercise 6.
Hey, Annie, darling. How was the gym?
Fine, but I'm starving now. You should have come, Simon.
Nah, too busy. But look at this.
Just give me a minute. Let me sit down and take my coat off. What are you having?
Oh, I've had toast. There's a pot of tea here. Just help yourself. Or you could order some more. The waiter's just over there. But look, read this.
Antarctica, trip of a lifetime, cruise past towering crystal icebergs, encounter pods of whales. Okay, and?
Doesn't it sound fantastic? Don't you think it would be an amazing holiday? A one-off experience?
You're suggesting this as a holiday?
Absolutely. It's just perfect. I'd love to do something like that.
Would you really? I had no idea you were into that sort of thing. Isn't it extremely pricey?
A bit. But look here. The cheapest trip is 11 days. It's a cruise package. £3,700.
A cruise? A package trip? That's not like you. We've always avoided travel companies because you want to go off the beaten track without queues of tourists.
This is not quite the same thing. There are hardly going to be queues in Antarctica. It's a package holiday, sort of, but with a difference. Groups are small, around 10 people, and you travel in a little boat, not an ocean liner.
I thought that trips to Antarctica weren't supposed to be good for the environment. I read about that somewhere. Too many tourist boats were breaking up the ice or something.
But it says here that the trip is completely environmentally friendly. The company has won awards for it.
Well, okay. Maybe that one's all right then. Anyway, I've got to order some food quickly. I've got to go soon, or I'll be late for work.
Me too. I've got a meeting at 9:30. Anyway, look, the best time to go is between November and March.
Why is that?
Because that's when it's warmest. That's the Antarctic summer.
Really? Well, how hot is it then?
Hot? That's funny. It's maximum 2 degrees Celsius.
Lovely. So, no swimming then?
I can see you're taking the idea of this trip seriously.
It's not my cup of tea, I'm afraid. But are you really serious about this?
Well, no. Not if you aren't interested.
Why? You can go, if you want.
Well, I can't go on our honeymoon on my own, can I?
What? Did you just say what I think you just said?